There's an auspicious anniversary in the world of literature this week, and it coincides with the last new moon of the season on Thursday, September 14th, the death of Italian poet Dante Alighieri in 1321. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. Prior to his Divine Comedy, Dante wrote La Vita Nuova, a series of poetic vignettes in which he narrates the course of his love for the fair Lady Beatrice. Many consider Dante's profound affection to be directed at a human woman, but the early 20th century philosopher and esotericist Rudolf Steiner pointed out that Beatrice may also represent a divine being, a celestial goddess like the being of wisdom, Sophia, who descends towards striving human beings bearing the gifts of insight and self-knowledge. Dante describes that he first saw Beatrice when he was 9, in the year 1274, the same year that Thomas Aquinas died. In Dante's Paradise, he meets Thomas in the sun sphere, the sphere of the wise, which lends itself to the idea that his 9-year-old encounter is with this goddess of wisdom, Sophia. In the sky this week, the waning crescent moon will slip past Venus in the morning, Monday and Tuesday, about 40 minutes before sunrise, looking east. We can imagine Venus as this celestial goddess, granting her gifts of loving insight into the crescent moon for bearing earthward to humanity, especially at the moon's new phase on Thursday, the anniversary of Dante's death. Now, in the introduction to his Vita Nuova, he wrote, "In that book, which is my memory, on the first page of the chapter that is the day when I first met you, appear the words, 'Here begins a new life.'" I'm Mary Stuart Adams.